Even though they shun truth, reason, and morality, the members of the radical homosexual movement do have on their side unity of purpose and single-mindedness in their talking points. You will notice this in their statements all across comment forums, especially on Christian conservative websites that work to warn the nation and world about the manifold dangers posed by this militant sexual anarchy movement. These people, to a man, sound like parrots as they make facetious claims like, "There is no such thing as a homosexual movement, and if same-sex marriage becomes the law in America, it affects no one, and in countries where same-sex marriage is legal, there are no problems." These are lies. We have repeatedly outlined the inevitable disastrous consequences for our freedoms and the minds and hearts of our kids and future generations if this movement fully succeeds in cementing its demented agenda to destroy the meaning of marriage and to impose homosexual and transgender rights on the American people. Loss of certain freedoms and liberties for those who oppose these things are a given. Yet the homo activists deceptively deny this in trying to sell their vile product. On Monday, I got a glimpse into another country that debunks these homosexualist lies, and I want to share it with you. My editors at Renew America forwarded me an email letter they received from a couple in the UK. In the couple's brief note addressed to me, they easily shredded the lies of the sodomite movement. They wrote, "Dear Gina Miller, we send you heartfelt greetings and good wishes from across the Atlantic. Thank you for your article in regard to homosexual laws usurping Christian rights. We are deeply distressed that our country, the UK, has passed a law enshrining sodomitic marriage, or SM as they call it. Schools are now obliged to teach British values, which the liberal hierarchy has already engineered to include teaching that sodomitic marriage is perfectly normal. Christian and Jewish schools have been criticized, downgraded, closed on state inspections because 10-year-olds have not answered certain intrusive sexual agenda questions correctly. Thank you for your courage and your example. Your message was encouraging to us because we see and hear more and more people giving in and surrendering to the sodomitic marriage is now normal propaganda. I came across your message because I was trying to find out which, if any, U.S. states have managed to successfully resist sodomitic marriage laws. We had thought of trying to emigrate to a country, state, where normal anti-sodomitic marriage laws rules still apply. I grieve for our land, but also for the great country of the United States of America, that it too has been hijacked by this vile, twisted propaganda. Vladimir Putin may be a despot, but we cannot deny that he has publicly stated that he will not let Russia sink to such depths. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine, 2 Timothy 4:3. Alas, that time has come. When I was younger and read the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, I always wondered, how on earth did any society ever manage to get itself into a situation where such vile things happened? To my horror, we are witnessing a worked example of exactly how it happened, year by year, day by day. Thank you again for your outspoken courage. May the Lord Jesus guide you in all you say and give you strength and peace that you are in His will. Best regards, P and C." I feel badly for this dear couple whose beloved country's leaders have bowed down at the detestable hijacked rainbow altar, taking the nation with them. These people even considered fleeing that dark place to another less corrupted country, but the world is running out of such places. Even the United States stands on the brink of becoming Sodom West, as I have dubbed this wayward nation. This letter demonstrates that the imposition of same-sex marriage on a nation does indeed affect those who know what an abomination it is, what a horrible departure from all of human history and God's right and proper design for marriage and human sexuality. Where this is the law of the land, people are not free to refuse to accommodate or participate in this mockery of marriage. They are forced to recognize such grotesque pairings as marriages under penalty of law. Many of these places also have hate speech laws that stifle criticism of any aspect of homosexualism. Likewise, schools force-feed children the evil lies of the homosexual transgender movement that portray this perverse behavior as normal, these unnatural duos as legitimate marriages, and even mentally disordered people who believe they are the opposite sex as if they really were. It's not just our freedoms that are in jeopardy, but the minds and hearts of our school kids that are being infected by this hell-born indoctrination. Another thing I know is that God will not be mocked. And if America officially embraces this evil, it will not go well for us. As we approach what may end up being one of several monumentally bad decisions by the Supreme Court, a decision to destroy marriage in the states, which the court has no business making, we must do what we can to resist this devilish slide into the immoral abyss. We can still speak out against this. We can contact our state leaders and demand that they follow the example of Chief Justice Roy Moore in Alabama and refuse to bow to illegal federal judge mandates that destroy state marriage protection amendments. We can work to ensure that our kids are not being indoctrinated with this movement's lesson plans in the public schools. And most importantly, we can pray to the Lord to have mercy, undeserved mercy, on this nation that has gone so far astray that it's almost unrecognizable as the beautiful, free place our founders, by the grace of God, designed. I'm Gina Miller.